The open enrollment period for buying health care policies on the Affordable Care Act marketplace has ended, and there are still adults who do not have health insurance. But even for Americans who are covered, their plans can be expensive. Our co-host Mark Brody talked more about the affordability of health care with Dr. Anna Goldman via Skype. She's a general internal medicine fellow at Harvard Medical School and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. She also practices primary care at Cambridge Health Alliance. And Mark asked her if it's even possible to gauge where we're at right now in terms of how affordable the health care we have is.
Well, that's a complicated question because it really depends on what kind of insurance you have. I mean, how exposed you are to costs is entirely dependent on how high quality the coverage that you have is. And so, for example, if you had no insurance, if you're uninsured, which still millions of people in the US are, you are exposed to extremely high costs from drugs to office visits to, you know, an inpatient admission would be, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. So that's, you know, at the most expensive end of the spectrum. And then there's people with extremely high quality insurance where they probably pay a very high premium, but most of their care when they actually need care is covered with low copays. So that for those people, healthcare would feel reasonably affordable. And then there's everywhere in between. So more and more people are having high deductible health plans where you have insurance, but the insurance doesn't kick in and help start covering the costs until you hit, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. Then healthcare really doesn't feel affordable for those people.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that middle ground, as you call it, where especially for folks who have the high deductible, it seems like that's a reasonably affordable option until you need some kind of healthcare.
Right, exactly. I mean, the question is, you know, what's it worth to people? I mean, it's sort of like traditional indemnity insurance where you just have coverage for a real catastrophe.
Well, and it seems like the actual cost of the treatment we get has become more and more of an issue. I know here in Arizona, for example, elsewhere, I believe as well, there are requirements for healthcare providers to post the, you know, the actual prices of some of the more common visits or types of visits or procedures, things like that. Is there an issue when you talk about the affordability to patients of healthcare, the sense that many of us don't really know what it costs that we're doing?
Yes, and patients usually don't know what things cost, and doctors don't know what things cost, and that's a big reason why healthcare is so complicated. That's what's called asymmetric information by economists, because people aren't making choices based on full transparent knowledge of what is being charged for their care and what they will end up having to pay. And often they only understand after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, how do you try to fix that? Because as you say, most patients don't really understand necessarily how the body works, especially not as well as a doctor would. So how do you try to help patients evaluate whether a particular test or visit or procedure is worth it, even if they do know what they're going to have to pay for it after insurance or without insurance? How do you help patients try to figure out, okay, is this worth it for me, for my health, and for my pocketbook?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely difficult. I practice medicine in Massachusetts, and we don't often have access to the information about how much an individual test or procedure will cost. And then even furthermore, we don't know how much the patient will actually be charged, because that will depend on their insurance. So every patient is going to have a slightly different experience with that. So when I'm advising patients, not working with that information, but where I do encounter it is patients who are uninsured. And I work in a safety net institution where there are many immigrant patients and patients who have recently arrived and, you know, and are undocumented or not legal residents yet. So that's often happening, you know, where patients are very sensitive to price in that situation. And you know, I can think of someone just recently, a man who he had a hospital admission for high blood pressure, recently moved to the US from abroad, didn't have insurance and was not, you know, didn't qualify since he wasn't documented at that point. But, you know, he had high blood pressure and he was admitted and had some damage to his kidneys and his heart from the high blood pressure. I mean, ideally for someone like that, I would see them multiple times and, you know, adjust their medications until his blood pressure was controlled and monitor the damage that occurred to his kidneys and his heart and have follow-up testing. And he just really, he ended up not following it for a long time, but it's always very difficult for me to know, well, what's the most necessary thing that we can do. But that's really what I try to strive for with patients like that.
What kinds of conversations do you have with patients? Like, how do those go when you're explaining to a patient, okay, here are some options, here is what I think might be the most useful, here's what everything costs? Like, what kinds of questions do they have for you? What kinds of things do they generally tell you about that?
Well, I'm thinking of all the examples of recent patients who've been uninsured. And, I had a patient who lived abroad and was just visiting her family, but had a very bad stroke while she was here and couldn't swallow liquids and really needed to, you can't really survive if you're not able to swallow. So she needed rehabilitation and therapy for that to try to help her with that. But she was concerned about the cost. And so, I mean, in that case, I thought, well, this is really important. It's, a life or death situation. I actually thought she should be admitted to the hospital, but her family wasn't. They were worried about the cost and they ended up not doing it. So that's not how I would usually practice. I would use somebody with that massive of a stroke would definitely be admitted for post-stroke care and to be monitored and to get some of that therapy as an inpatient. But for her, you just kind of have to work a little bit outside the box and work outside of how you normally practice and work with the patient to figure out a plan that won't bankrupt the family and will also get her the care that she needed. So she ended up getting outpatient care for her stroke. I mean, they're difficult conversations and it's very stressful as the physician to have to modify your normal practice and give what feels like it could be suboptimal care when you have an uninsured patient. But I always tell them exactly what I would have done in the situation had they had insurance and not been concerned about cost. And then I say, but we can depart from that and talk about each one of these options and the cost. Even if I don't know the exact number, I know, this would be very expensive. So I just try to work with them. And if something seems non-negotiable, I say, I think this is really important that you get this. It's worth the money. It's truly about your health. But then something else might be not essential, but advisable. And that's sort of the gray area that I have to talk with them about. And it's difficult because often the people who are uninsured have lower levels of health literacy. So it's even harder for them to make an informed decision.
Dr. Anna Goldman is a general internal medicine fellow at Harvard Medical School and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. She also practices primary care at Cambridge Health Alliance.